Moshe gave out some Maran Bakaimus, and then Eli found some old Maran Bakaimus from a previous Gilgal camp, Tavshinai and Aleph. That's almost 6 years ago. So it was also sent out. So everyone has copies of various Maran Bakaimus. Okay. So the first topic is, as last time, as this time, from Shekivani to myself, is Avelas Darais or Avelas Darabonah. So there's a Gemara in Masechta. Does anyone have a Gemara Moed Katan? That's the Masechta. It's Masechta Moed Katan. The Rambam is the Nichlas Ovil, the Turin Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeh. Those are the fundamental psalm. And there's one more fundamental sefer. That is the Ramban and Torah Sa'adah. You have to have some version or other. This is the classic version that's been around for a long time. Rabbi Shavel. If you have different versions, that's fine. But you have to have some way to access the Ramban because everything comes from the Ramban and Torah Sa'adah. Okay. So the Lashon of the Gemara Masechet Moed Katan is Esei the Yochid. And the question was, Esei the Yochid means? It means the Daraisa, means the Rabbanon. The context over there is a regular Mevatel. The question of Esei the Rabban is that a Daraisa or the Rabbanon, which is not our topic for right now. There's a big tumult about this. The general rule is that Tosfos holds, and the Shitas are Tosfos and the Rosh, is that Avelus is completely mid Rabbanon. There's no such thing as Avelus mid Daraisa. It doesn't exist. I says, Essay is not Dafka, it's the Rabbana. Okay, that's an easy sheet. It's all the Rabbana. Easy. However, the Rambam says this differently. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Ovil, the very, very beginning, the first halacha, in Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, and Hilchas Ovil. Rambam Paskins like this. Mitzvah Seil is Abel ala Krovim. There you go. So then the Raisa. So right away, it's a machlokes in the Rambam and Tosfos on this most fundamental of issues. It's Avelas the Raisa or Avelas the Rabbanan. Okay. What's somewhat enigmatic is the source of the Rambam. Shenemar, V'yachalti chatas hayom ha'ita b'enei Hashem. What do you see from that? That Avelas is the Raisa. V'yachalti chatas hayom ha'ita b'enei Hashem. That explains the next line in the Rambam. Okay, that's the story of Nadav and Avihu, which we read in Parashat Shmini a few weeks ago. That explains that there's a difference between the first day and beyond. Right, the Gemara has a discussion of Masechta Zevachim. Aninas Yom is Doraisa, Aninus Lailas Derabonan. But that's talking about Aninus. And Aninus in Gemara speak is limited to Kotchim and Maisa Sheni and Akrovas Korbanus. Nothing to do with Avelis at all. Okay, that's the question. Where did Ram get it from? And how can you call it a mitzvah saseh? There's no lashon of saseh. That's the question. Bigger question, or as big a question, Halacha Beis, Neima Sai Yischai Odom Be'evil Mishisosim Agolim. It only begins after the Kvura. Again, a sugya mesechta moed koden. Av chav zayin, the magen kesef mishta quotes it. Neima say kofan amitas. That's one of the manifestations of avelus. Mishi yisosim agolu after the kvura. Okay, kvura. That's it. That's the kesef mishta explains. All right. Kol zman shel nikbar ames and avosim bedavar benat varam shavel elsaben. Tam zeh rochatz dovar amelech v'soch shemesa yelad. Here's a riot from Sukkim and Tanakh. Here the question becomes even more compounded. The Rambam brings a riot. That was from the very beginning, from the moment of Miso. And then he turns around and says, Avelus only begins after the Kvur. So Chastir between Aloch Alpha and Aloch Beis. How do you reconcile this? This is a Pela Otsu. So, let's see. I'm not sure what my Makoma say, but there is a discussion about this in the Mishnayos and Masechta Brachos. Oh, this one. I asked you to see a Mishnah Perek Gimel Brachos Mishnah Aleph with the Tiferes Yisrael and the Boaz, the Kosovo Agon. You know who the Gon was? You look it up. Who was the Gon? Kivega, who was a contemporary and correspondent of the Baal Tarsus Ro. The first of Hagorin Rebbe Kivega. He was really, sometimes the Gorin is just an honorific. This time was for real. Hagorin Rebbe Kivega, back and forth about this question. The fundamental answer they gave is a remarkable answer. To paraphrase it, Osek b'mitzvah potom min ha-mitzvah. Now, there is a concept which is called colloquially aninus. The real halakha definition is Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanav, that's the Mishnah Brachas. Potom in atfilim and atfilim, kol mitzvah munus v'torah. So we call that aninus. On a simple level, that's just a borrowed phrase. It's a borrowed phrase. Nothing to do with aninus. Aninus in the Torah, lo achalti ba'oni mimenu, refers to Maisa Sheni. V'yachalti chalat hayom refers to korbonus. That's the kochim in Maisa Sheni to get in. That then begins upon the Misa and concludes at the end of the day. When is the kavura? Lo malav lo morid. If the kavura is earlier in the day, the aninus continues. If the kavura is the next day, the aninus terminates. It terminates at dark. Shkia, tseis, that's it, it's over. That's aninus in the classical sense of the Torah's words, lo chalti ba'oni mimenu. What we call aninus in slang is a kitzur shem to mishameso muta lefanav. Someone who is unfortunately has a situation where some close relative passed away. And Rashi explains right on the spot why the potter from Krishma, Tfilah, Tzulim, and all the mitzvahs, because Osik b'mitzvah, potter and a mitzvah. He's busy taking care of the deceased, his close relative. We can't bother him with the regular mitzvah that a Jew does on a regular day. He's going to get in the way. That status clearly terminates at the kavura. Once again, if the kavura is on the same day, it terminates in the middle of the day. The kavura goes to the next day. It's not terminating at the same time as the status of aninus in Torah speak concludes. At first glance, it's a completely unrelated concept. It's just a slang. Instead of saying each time misha meisa muta lefanav, they call it aninus because they both start at the moment of the misa. But the unrelated concepts keep shooting. My rabbi would say this all the time. It's just a slang. It doesn't. Don't. We'll see later. Maybe not as pushed as it seems. But fine. So the Rebbe Kivega is quoted as saying, "Yes, of course, according to the Rambam, in principle, the status of Avelis begins at the moment of the Misa. How else could it not? If it's based upon the Achal Tichadas Hayom Mita Bene Hashem, that began at the moment of the Misa of Nadav and Avihu, so too, any individual begins at that very moment. Ah, he says in Halacha Beis, it only begins Misha Yisosim Magol, yeah, until that time is Potter, Osik B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. Haven't got it so far? Any questions? This is not a silent treatment. If you have any questions, feel free to raise your hand. Okay? Fine. That's the Poshup Shah. However, it seems to me that Lamit al Shodavar, that may not be the real Pshah in the Rambam. Because the Rambam, if you look in the very beginning, I'm reading from the top, before it gets to the first halacha. Lis abel ala krovim, vafilu koin mistameu misabel ala krovim, vein odem misabel ala ruge bezdin. That's why it's in this over here. Okay? Mistame umis abel. Mistame umis abel. He throws into this mitzvah d'oraisa, tumah, and avelus. What's the connection? If good is a good, there is a Gemara Moed Katan that says, whoever you mitame to you misabel, that's true. But at first glance, it's purely a coincidence. Lo korov zel zel. This tumah is one thing, avelus something else, unrelated completely. Bepshuta. But the Rambam here seems to put them together. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos LaRambam, where he, you know, goes through the various 248 mitzvahs, and each one he gives you a source. Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, Shetivano sheyitamu haKohanim leKrova and Iskaron b'Torah. Where do we read this? I hope you were all in Shulia 2 days ago on Shabbos. Right, Reish Parshas Emor. Right. No. Just read it on Shabbos. Fine. Says the Rambam. Vizebi atzmahu mitzvahs ibul. Kolomar. Ki kolish ni Yisrael chayem lis abul al krovav. Kolomar chamishim asim mitzvah. ולחזק חיוב זה ביר אוסו וכהן שהוא מוזל על תומם שיטמי על קלפונים כשהישראל כדי שליחול שדין אבילוס. I like that. The reason why לא יטמי is a mitzvah is not to weaken the dinim of אבילוס. וכפור סבור שאבילוס הרמישן is דורייסה. And he goes in my cotton essay the yachad. That's the idea. That's his proof. As I did the rice. You see, as I did the rice, Toys says that laugh dafka. No, it's in the rice. One day, the other day, it's not. Oh. So where's that in the other chazok? So the answer is, you have to be patient. In Perek Beis, the Rama writes, Halacha Vav, Kama Chamur Mitzvahs Evel, Koyin, Nitzvah Tum Nesh Krova, Shishri Is Asak Imoyim Yisabel Aleyen, as it says, Kiyim Sheol Lekorov Elav Dimol, Lo Yitamo, Mitzvah Say, yeah. So what comes out according to the Rambam? An amazing din. The Pashtus, not the way we said originally. Originally we said the source is Echad Echad Hayomi to Bnei Hashem should start right away. And the only reason you're potter in the interim is because of Rabbi Kiyo Vegas Svara, also mitzvah, potter b'na mitzvah. No! No, the Pashtus is not that way. If you think about it more carefully. The answer is the mitzvah Saseh is Lihi Tamehu Lihis Abel. If you look in the Rambam, at the beginning of the Yadach HaZak, we hear rattles off all the mitzvahs, that's what he says, Li Tameu Lis Abel. That's what he says over here. I feel the Kohen, Mis Tameu Mis Abel, Ala Krov. There's the answer. Kushime Korolesa. The Kasha was, if it's the Raisa, based on the Chalti Chadas Hayom, how is it possible there's no Avelus until the Kvura? It's a Tartar de Sasre. The answer is no. The real source for the mitzvah is Lo Yitama. And Lo Yitama means Tumah. So stage one is Tumah. Stage two, after that stage is over, starts Avelus, the Kushime Korolesa. That's how the Rambam explains it. Why did he wait till Perek Beis, Alocha Vav? Should have said Perek Aleph, Alocha Aleph? The Parshat Shas is, that's what he talks about Tumah. And if you look carefully in Perek Beis, other halachas, who's Matami, not Matami. So you wait until then, be patient. But I guess if you learn a Perek Yom in Rambam, you'll be left suspended. But if you learn two Prokem Dei Rambam, then it'll be okay. Because by the time you finish Perek Beis, you'll know that what he said at the beginning, yes, Yachad Yichanas Hayom, that's the limitation of one day. That's the point of the first Rambam is to explain to you, it's only one day as opposed to seven. Seven is the Rabbanim. And that's why he quotes that pasuk. But the real, real source, it has to be that way. Because it can't be a mitzvah say on Yachalti. Rambam has a klal to say for a mitzvah, it has to be a command, not inferences. Yachalti is an inference. Lo Yitama, it's a mitzvah say. And therefore, that's really the source of quantum sheet of Rambam. Anyone, any questions? This is Rambam sheet. Okay, fine. The Gaonim have a third sheet. We call it the Ramban sheet, even though, as we will see, it's completely not clear the Ramban actually holds this way. But the Ramban expends so much effort in defending the sheet. Kedaka of the Ramban to always defend Milchamas Hashem, defending the Rif. And as a Sefer Mitzvahs, he defends the Bahag. Right? That's Ramban is a great defense attorney. So in his Torah, he defends the Golem. Doesn't mean he necessarily holds like them at the end of the day. But he is. That's a third Shita. The Golem seem to say that the Zavelas Doraisa, and in fact begins right away. Begins right away. Not like the Rambam, not like the Rambam, not like Tosus. Tosus is all the Rabbon. Rambam holds his Doraisa beginning from the moment of the Kvurim. And the Gaonim say it starts right away. There are certain manifestations of Avelus which do not begin right away, Halacha L'maisa. So the Ramban defends the Gaonim along the lines of Rabbi Kivega, that it's, if you're going to say that you have to keep all the laws of Avelus, Midoraisa, Iske HaMeis Nifsodim, it's going to be impossible to be metapel with the Meis properly, and therefore it's a kind of an oath to commit to potter ben ha-mitzvah. He throws in a svara, again, all these things are in Yomar HaMakomis, that perhaps we should say, since you can't keep all of the doraisis, because it's going to get in the way of your taking care of the mace, you're not required to keep any of the doraisis. It's all or nothing. That's he throws in that kind of a svara. So when he throws in an additional svara, you know, whatever we allow to take place on day one, is not really a derisa in the first place. What do we allow already? What do you allow? But he wears shoes. They didn't have sneakers in those days. It's either shoes or socks. And socks, you walk out in the street, it's hard to get things done. Nothing was paved those days. So he says, shoes would not be a real daraisa. Leaving the house is not even one of the 11 daraisas of the Rambam. And he says, what else are we matter the first day? What else? Not too many things. But all those things we're matter are not daraisas even in the other, even in general, not daraisas. That's what he says, only idunim is daraisa, and wearing shoes would not be one of the daraisas against the Rambam. Rambam's that wearing shoes is one of the daraisas. Rambam disagrees. Okay, Rabbi says we have three shitas. Is it clear? It's Chazar again. According to Tosis, the whole thing is the Rabbanim. I essay the Yachad, the Rambam quotes it and says, Mrs. Nah, lav dafka. It's the Rabbanim. All the Rabbanim. Aninus is a din daraisa. Aninus in the Chumash? Yeah. Aninus l'chod v'aveilus l'chod. Osu b'zeh, mutu b'zeh, osu b'zeh, mutu b'zeh. That's what the Rosh says in a few places. Brochus and Marcotin, Tanya Mara Makarmus. Unrelated concepts. Aninus daraisa for kotchim and raisa sheni. And there's Avelis Dirabonim with all of the 11 dinim of the Rambam, which has nothing to do with Aninus whatsoever, unrelated. That's Shitas HaTosfos. According to Shitas HaRambam, it's Avelis Daraisa begins at the moment of the Kavura. Why about for that? Kivega suggests Oskar Mitzvah. We thought, based on the Lashon of the Rambam, it's more likely there's no. It's part of the Mitzvah of Lo Yitama. It's in two stages. Stage one is the Tumah. Once the burial takes place, no more Tumah. Stage two starts the Avelis. Fine. And there are 11 things which are the rice on day one. So Rambam writes in Perakeh. The Ramban and the Gaonim, again, you bet how the Ramban himself holds, but the Ramban in his defense of the Gaonim, at length, the Torah Sa'adam, is Avelis Dor Raisa. Like the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Vachat Lichalas Yemay Tabele Hashem, that's how the Rif quoted, and the Gaonim held that way even before the Rif. That's a real Dor Raisa. We allow certain things before the Kavura? Yeah. A kind of Altikim Mitzvah that we allow some things, and perhaps if you allow some things, allow all things, and perhaps what we're allowing is only the Rabbanim anyway. The Kitzer, that is the third sheet. Any questions? So if who cares? We're supposed to be learning Hilchos Avelos. Why is it relevant to us with things that are Daraisa or whether they're Rabbanim? So for us, if you ever learn anything, spend the whole year learning Hilchos Nida, so we have to know what's a Daraisa, what's the Rabbanim, because you can't move without that. Right? As a matter of fact, there's a world famous din, Halach Liria Mekel Be'Ovel. Everyone knows it, right? That's the most famous law. Ask any Avil, tell you that. Or any rabbi, for that matter. That's how we get through this. Halach Liria Mekel Ovel. It's before Shem Gemara, it's in Lord Kutten a few times. So the Ramban says, he thinks, what are they going to do with this? He searched and searched and searched. He didn't find any Daraisa with respect to which we say, Halach Liria Mekel Ovel. Now you go double check on the Ramban. Whether that phrase is found, and see if you can find a daraisa in the first day of Avelis where we apply the rule. You have a kash against the Ramban, and I'm sure he thought of it. But he says it doesn't exist. Okay? Fine. So it's important. Good. Alright? So this is the very basic stuff. The first thing we're talking about is these fundamental inyanim. Okay. Good. So now, the question becomes, now that we've established these three opinions, how we pass on the halacha. So the Mechaber discusses it very briefly. Towards the very end, you know how our Gedolim work. You have to wait till the last page to find out the first thing. That's how Shas works too sometimes. The Shin Tzadiches Avelis Yom Rishon Imu Yom Misu Kvura Vidoraisa. Ooh, Raisa. V'yesh Omim Sh'af Avelis Yom Misu Ukvura Dirabonim. Okay, so he quotes two opinions. Says the Shach, V'ochi Kaimelon Shin Tzadites Sif Yud Gimel Tadaramo Paskins. The Mechaber himself quotes two days. Usually, when the Mechaber goes day one and says V'yesh Omim day two, usually means that the Mechaber is noted in the Paskin Doraisa, which wouldn't surprise us because he follows the Rif and the Rambam, who also says it's Doraisa, and the Ramah follows the Rosh Tosfos. They say it's the Rabbanan. That comes up in Kuv Tzadi Tes Sif Yud Gimel in a particular case, Yontav Sheni. So is there Avelis in such a situation? The kvur is bal bayom, basic kvur bal bayom, says the mechaber, noeg in bo avelis. Hol the yom to sheni be dereyem, avelis vimishin shim yom, misa kvur shal Torah, yidach haseh shal dereyem, measeh shal Torah. Who is the source for this din? The source for this din, he quotes the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Torah quotes the Baal Halachas Gedolos. Says the Mechaber himself, though, for olam noagin shal disabel v'yantav sheni shal goliyas al shumeis afilu yom misu kvura. What's this olam? Olam? Says the Ramah. The sovereign kedasa omrim shen shum avelis doraisa v'chen aminik poshit v'en lishanas. And it's interesting that since the Mechaber himself, despite the fact that he seemed to say earlier that avelis yom mishin is doraisa as the first day, and only Yeshua to the contrary, but he himself concedes that the Minig Olam is not to have any of this Avelis that the person died and was buried on the Yom Sheni, which indicates, perhaps, as the Ramah said, that the Minig Olam is no Avelis or Raisa. That's even implicit in the Mechaber himself. It's not clear how he actually passed in Lemaisa. He said the Minig Olam is wrong. Never really said that. But it's not clear Pshat in the Mechaber. With the Shita Saramah, it is somewhat clear he passed in Avelis is the Rabbanah. Okay, even the first day. Good, so far, Rabosai, so good. Good. So, having said all this, let's discuss some laws of Aninus. It'll be easier to begin with laws of Aninus. Does anyone have a Shulchan Aruch? No? Yes? No. Okay, I guess for tomorrow I'm going to begin a Shulchan Aruch, because I don't think you find one somewhere or other. Okay, so we'll, not everybody has, we'll say a little bit about Peh. The Mechaber says in Shin Mem Aleph Sif Aleph, Mishameis lo meis shu chayav l'sabal alav, konam kvura, ochel b'bay. The laws there are certain laws of Aninus, what we call Aninus, Mishameis l'mutu l'fonav, that, as we said before, you don't make brachas, you put them in kolam mitzvahs, etc., etc. That's what it says. Good. Everyone knows it. Fine. Now, what happens if a person decides he wants to be machmir? Do the mitzvahs. He wants to be machmir. What do you say? The Mechaber's lashon is upotter mikol mitzvahs amuras b'Torah. That's the lashon of the Gemara in Masechta Brachos. Fine. The yesh omrim shafilu im yirtza lahachmir al atzom levorech olanos omen achar mevorechin ein or ashoi. Not only is it potter, it's actually asur. Why would it be asur? Why is it asur? The answer is, if you look on the Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes in Brachos, nekvodo shel meis. It's not respect for the meis for you to decide you want to suddenly do mitzvahs when you should be preoccupied taking care of tzorchei ha-meis. This, whether this is osik of mitzvah in general, or an extension, an additional level of halacha, that's a bit of a question. Let's assume for the moment it's a new extension, a new din. It's even an iser. It's an iser. Fine? That's what it says. Good. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? The Mechaber says, well, during the week there's an iser of bos of yayin, and Shabbos and Yom Tov there's no iser of bos of yayin. Okay? And you make a bracha and you chayav and all the mitzvahs. Chutz mitash meshamita she'osur bo. That's not allowed on a Shabbos of Aninus. You'll ask why. Why should that be so? So there can be two answers to this question. And that's the question which we'll see soon. What did the Mechaber take a stand on the three rare machlokas between the Gaonim, the Rambam, and the Ramban that we started the shiur with? Did the Mechaber take a stand? Whether the laws of Avelus apply before the Kvur? If they do, we can understand very well why chutz mitash meshamita shasubo, because it's one of the 11 things which is usher one day midaraisa, 7 days midarabon, as the Rambam explained to us. You'll tell me it's Shabbos, and Shabbos you wear leather shoes, you don't wear your little sneakers. The answer is, we'll get to it in time, that's because that's b'dovah shebefarhesya, but dvar shebetzina. So therefore, that's why it's the Osir B'Torahs Avelis. That's if the Mechaba hold that the laws of Avelus apply before the Kvura. Whose sheet is that? The Gaonim, as explained by the Rambam. It's not the Rambam. It's not Tosfos. Okay, perhaps that's the reason. Reason number two, which Tosfos gives in a few places, why Tashma Shamita is also for someone Kodem HaKvura, it's not because the laws of Avelus. Tosfos Avelus does not apply before the Kvura. It's simply a Kalvachomer from Osu Lecho Basu Velishtos Yain. That's because Shemi Yimashech, a person eats meat, drinks wine, gets involved in his gashmis and his food, we're afraid he's going to get preoccupied, and it's going to take him away from his primary obligation at the moment to take care of Tzorch Yemes. Kalvachomer, if you allow Tashma Shemita to become preoccupied, he's going to be derelict in his primary obligation, which is to take care of Tzorch Yemes. So there are two separate reasons why it would be us, and of course, either one would apply. The first one would certainly apply to Shabbos, Torah Shabbat Sinai. What about the second one? Why is he also B'tash Meshamita? The second reason shouldn't apply to Friday night. Friday night is a mitzvah Leil Ona, Ona's Tamat Chochem. And what's he going to do Friday night? He's going to take care of Torah Yameis. There's nothing to do about it. Well, maybe it means an individual gets involved in Tash Meshamita. It's much more than in Bas of the Yayin. Bas of the Yayin, you have to finish the Bas, you finish the Yayin, it's done. Whereas Tashmish is preoccupies a person's mind before, after, etc. And therefore they said, should not get involved in it, because Shema Yimashech, even extending that prohibition to Friday night, that could be a second shot. Okay, the Mechaba doesn't tip his hand. We're not sure yet what the Mechaba sheet is with respect to the three Ramach Logos we started the sheet. Doesn't say. The Mechaba didn't say anything so far. We're still in Sif Aleph, in Simen Shin Mem Aleph, entitled Misha Mesa Mutlafanav. And the Bishabas of Yontem Medina Onen, again, Onen in the colloquial sense. Fine? And there are many details over here. What do you do about Havdalah, for example? Havdalah. So the Shulchan Aruch writes over here, Havdalah, Yavdal Achashi Kover Hames. What happened to the Bahakanabi? He's not going to be buried on Motzi Shabbos. So he's going to have Havdalah on Sunday. What if he's not going to be buried on Sunday? He's going to have on Monday. And not on Monday, on Tuesday. We all know the Gemara says you can make Havdalah until Tuesday at dark, because that's still considered to be what we call Bus or Shapsa. And therefore, in a pinch, you can make Havdalah later on. That's what it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Not everyone agrees to that. Some say, since you're potter from Havdalah, Motzi Shabbos, because you're Mesa Mutal Lefanav, you can't make it up later on. They understand. Rabbi Wittenberg and the Rush, again, all these things with lengthy discussions, we're giving a kitzur here. They understand that the Ikas Man Avdalah is Motzi Shabbos only, and the remainder is what we call in our language Tashlumin, makeup. And you can't have Tashlumin if you're a potter in the Ikar Azman. Ikar Azman is Motzi Shabbos only, and therefore, if you were potter then because of Aninus, Mishamesa Mutal Lechonav, so you cannot make it up. Adam Mechaba says you can make it up. So he may hold, no, this man for Havdalah is from time Shabbos is over, it's till Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. That's the Ikaris man. It's all considered to be Basa Shabsa. So therefore, it's not enough Tashlum. It's Ikaris man. In which case, you're allowed to make Havdalah until Tuesday afternoon. That could be Pshak in the Mechaber. Or he could have a different Pshat. He agrees it's a kind of a Tashlumin, but it's a little bit different than other cases. We just had Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. I can't go into those details right now. Then we have, it's giving B'kitz and Nimitz of Shin Mem Aleph, Mokom Shenoagim Shekatofim Yuchodim. It's called Nimitz of the Katafim. It's a Yerushalmi, which Tosfos quotes a couple of places. So he says, Mishem Sarulem Mutar Mutar Makrovim Bebos of Yayin. Why? Sheshuv eino mutal aleihem. That's it. You're done. Done. You gave it over to the katofim. That's it. It's over. The quote unquote aninus is over. And therefore, you allow to have bus of a yayin. Presumably, as some of the Rishonim say, kabachom, you allow to do mitzvahs. Shach is a big, big kiddush. Afal pi shalo chal adayin avelus. How do you like that? You're betwixt and between. You're neither an Onein, again colloquially, nor are you an Ovil. Neither nor. You're not an Ovel because the Kfur didn't take place yet. You're not an Onen because you gave it over. You already gave it over to the Katofim. You did your job, gave it over to the Katofim. We call the Chevra Kadisha. They're doing everything, and you're out of the picture. That's it. Done. Done. Interestingly, there's a Pischei Tshuva who talks about this. Quote over here from the Noda Yehuda. When is Nifsa the Katofim Mahani Hainu? The Mokum Shemolichin Ameis, the Mokum Rochok. The Ain Own Ain Holech Yimoim. Al the Mokum Shagam Krovim Holchim, the Vishasa Kvura. Lo Mahani Mesira. Umi Tamzenogum and Komenu. Shaonim Mamtinim Lispal Arachara Kvura. Afshak for his Spashum Rechever Kadisha. Gad Mokum Kvura of an Oslem Altsos with Achrichim. Came to Mekomenu Gamma Krovim Holchim, Vishas Kvura. Since they go to the Kvura, so the tour of Mikola Mitzvahs extends until the Kvura. That was Misova. So we pass an aloha lemaisa like the Noda Yehuda and the Pischei Tshuva. That even though they called in the Chevra Kadisha, since they're going to go to the funeral, so therefore the Aninus continues and Avelus does not yet begin. Fine. Sometimes there's a question of wanting to begin the Avelis a little bit earlier. You want to begin the Avelis earlier. So the Gemara is a case of person Hafchu as Pneim. They turned their back on the mace. They went back, and that's when the Avelis begins. Why would one want to begin Avelis early? I don't want to give a guess. Why do you want to begin early? Who wants to begin early? Simple. It should end early. That's a good reason.
So you can get 3 days before Yom
Tov. Well, you are a Talmud Chacham. You're quoting a Mishnah about 3 days. We don't pass in 3 days. We pass in even 1 minute.
But that would be Mevatel Shloshim.
Now, Filu Shilah Achas and the regular Mevatel the Shiva. I will speak again. Whenever we speak about Hilchos Avelos, we speak about cases. Because, you know, it's case law. What happened here, what happened there. I'll give you the first case law, which happened actually in my own family. It was Erev Pesach, Tov Shin Lamed Hei, 1975. And it was a very significant day in my own family. I made a bris that morning on Erev Pesach. That was, didn't have to make a siyum that year, so it's always good. If I make a bris Erev Pesach, I'll pay you money to come to my shul, just give me 7 days notice. You don't have to try to make a siyum in those last 7 days. And, you know, anyway, so my grandmother, Aleha Shalom, was very, very, she took ill on Friday before, and the prognosis was very grim. Indeed, my parents came to the bris, and it's pre-cell phones, of course. On their way home to the house, I got the call that my grandmother passed away. It's Wednesday, Erev Pesach. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, 3 day Yontif, and the Kvura is in Yerushalayim, where my grandfather had been buried before. Vos Tutman, what do you do? So, the rabbi, Rabbi Pelkovitz Shlita, the white shul, so my aunt was a member of that shul, and we came up with the following plan. We made a levaya for 2 o'clock, and the decision was taken, we have the chat over here, that based on Sugis and Masechta Beitza, that on Yontif is Askebo Amamin, and certainly on Yontif Sheni, for sure. So, Rabbi Pelkovitz, after the few words were said, I still remember it, he says to the Italian member of the chapel over there, Louis! He says to him, Louis! You will make sure that this coffin gets on a car and is taken to the airport tomorrow on Thursday. Maybe it's Wednesday. No, it was Thursday. That's when the flights were, you know, these flights. And flown to Tel Aviv. That's what happened. So the Aaron was put on the plane, flown to Tel Aviv, landed Friday morning. Remember, Friday morning this was Chol HaMoed. Ah. So instead of waiting for the fly out Motzi Shabbos and the Kavura for Asuno's Sunday night, the Kavura took place on Friday. What about the Avelim? The whole bunch of siblings, a whole bunch of children who just lost their mother. They went to my aunt's house in Far Rockaway and they turned their back. That's it. They Mahadra Payu. They're not having no more to do with the mace whatsoever. There was a Shmira that night, Leil Shimurim. There was Shmira, which we'll get to later. I don't think it's even necessary once the mace is in a properly watched, but okay. But it was done by the grandchildren. The grandchildren who were around for Pesach in that part of town, Far Rockaway area, they did the Shmira all night. They took turns. And all the siblings sat Shiva for 2 hours, whatever it was, and Pesach broke the Shiva. That's when I learned Osi Esed Rabim, Esed the Yochid, and there was a 2 hour Shiva, and that was it. That's called Mahadri Apayim. Okay, you with me so far? Once that happened, it had nothing to do whatsoever. Now, jumping ahead, what happened the following case? A case in which a person, this is going back 100 years plus, let's take 125 years ago, let's just take approximate time, I'm saying that for a reason. A person is in Europe, all the Jews were living in Europe then, Ashkenazi Jews, and they were, couldn't get around like today. Couldn't communicate like today, couldn't get around like today. A person gets a telegram. Before that, this whole shot didn't exist. When were telegrams invented? What year? 18 something or other. Something in the 18th and 19th century. Now all of a sudden, a new shot came up. A person gets a telegram hundreds of miles from where the person, the close relative, died. He can't get there. No way he can get there. It'll take him a week to get there. They're not shaykh. So he's now in one place. The mace is passed away, is being buried in another place. And he just got the telegram. Now, what happens now? Is he an aninus? Is he an avelus? Is he neither? What state does he have right now? A new Charlotte that didn't exist. We have Rabbi Natan. We'll get to that a little bit later. But this is a new wrinkle. A bit of a new wrinkle. So turns out, it was a machlokas, which was found in some of the tshuvas, the Meshav Dover, but it's also found in the Snechemim, between Rabbi Nitziv, and his son-in-law, Rabbi Rafal Shapira. They had a big machlokas on this very point. The Nitziv said, in this kind of a case, the Avelos does not begin until after the Kvura. When's the Kvura? He came back. Send me a cable when the Kvura takes place. So, whenever it's going to be. Till then, there's no Avelos. Is there aninus? On a simple level, no, because aninus is misha mesa mutal lefanav. Well, he's not mutal lefanav. He's nowhere. He's in a different place. In those days, what are you gonna do? He was powerless to do anything. He was stuck 500 miles away. Nothing to do about it. Zero. Just got a cable. So you can, nothing can be done. His son, Rabbi Rafal Shapira, said no. He heard that the relative passed away in a faraway place. He's not going anywhere. Can't go. He just won't make it. It's impossible. So you know what? Avelus begins immediately. And for many, that was the preferred psak. Because, the faster it starts, the faster it ends. You're in limbo now. That was the psak of Rabbi Rafal Shapira. It's quoted even in certain svarim, but in others, certainly in the family traditions, that when the Tziv himself passed away, so his daughter and son-in-law received the cable that the Tziv had passed away. I think he passed away in Warsaw. I think it's buried in Warsaw, if I'm not mistaken. And they were, who knows where, some in Lithuania. In those days, you couldn't travel these distances. And the Shalah came up. What does the Rebbe and Shapira do? Does she follow her father or follow her husband? We won't go into the various versions of the story. Okay, so that's. I wanted to say a chiddush today. I don't know if it's true, and then new things keep developing. The technological world doesn't stand still. Today, let's take today of I don't know what. we started a story about 40 years ago before. So 40 years ago. Today, 40 years ago, so it's true that It was still hard to get from place to place for some people, but everybody had a telephone, and a telephone, as opposed to a cable, is a completely different kind of an instrument, and you could be making all kinds of arrangements on the telephone. It was hard to do anything on a cable until it's cumbersome until you end back. There was no direct communication. A phone, you all know what a phone. You can do anything on a phone today. Not today, really anything. But even then, you know, on the phone, you talk to somebody, you want to make those arrangements. I want the Kevin to be here. I want this one to speak at the Leviah. I want this one to travel there to get there. I want this. There's a whole bunch of what's called ASIC, but Sarach HaMeis, the Chvodo Shemes, which can be done on the telephone. So I wanted to suggest that maybe there's butla machlokes between the father-in-law and the son-in-law as things developed from the 1870s. I think when they wrote their various perspectives. So the 1970s, 100 years, things changed. Now there's telephones. So telephones, you even if you're far away, there are a lot of things you can do. You can be calling people, etc., making arrangements. So I wanted to suggest it's no machlokes. Everyone will agree that it is as follows. Calls, man, you're making phone calls. So now you're Isaac, and therefore that would be have a status of aninus. The fun of is lavdavka. The fun of means you're still busy taking care of the tzorchei ames. And once you finish all your phone calls, okay, I spent hours on the phone, back and forth, done. Can't do anything more. Finished. So then, avela should begin. So even the Netziv might agree that avails would begin before the Kvura, because his case, a certain guy of cable is doing nothing, not lifting a finger, there's nothing he can do. So then he said, it's not comparable to the case of they turned their back. They never started anything in the first place. But in our case, since they did certain Eisek Ames, so we should suggest that maybe even the Netziv would agree that the avails would begin when you finish and you mahadir apayim, on the one hand. On the other hand, Rabbi Fall Shapiro, who said that the Avelus begins immediately, would agree that it would not be true anymore nowadays. Because he only said in his time, you got a cable, there's nothing you can do about it. So you were not in the category of Mason Mutal Lefanov, there's nothing you can do. So therefore, the Avelus could potentially begin right away. There are examples in Tosfos and quoted in Shulchan Aruch that somebody who is unable to do Kavura, because he's in jail. I mean, he can't do anything about it. So there's no aninus. Maybe avails will begin right away in that case as well. It's not so clear. But here, you can do things. You can make phone calls. So maybe they would all agree that calls might be making phone calls is a dinner misumation with Lefanov and it's potem that kriyashman, that trilin, with the Torah, and also the boss of also the yayin. And once you finish everything, Maybe they both agree, Avelis would commence. Possibly. Okay. What changed since then? Yeah?
Practically speaking, how are you going to know that you're done?
That's always a good question. How do you know you're going to done? Okay. As far as you know you're done, you cannot predict anything more is going to happen between you and the mace. You did what you did, and as far as you're concerned, everything is already finished. As far as you're concerned, things can always change. At that moment in time, perhaps you can do the avails.
The basic definition of having a phone is that you're liable to be called, you're available.
If something comes up. Okay, so you're saying as follows. In the old days, when you had a cable, you could always get cabled again. But it wasn't like you didn't. You pick up a phone like this, you don't start sending cables like that. You have to go to the post office, and there's cable, and there's this, and there's this. Not that likely to be repeated. With a phone, you're saying it's more likely to be repeated. They're going to call you a second time, third time. Maybe you're right. No, not sure. Yes?
So we're talking about right now, the Shulchan Aruch says, Afilu b'Acheres. That's what we're talking about right now?
B'Acheres, yeah.
So the Shach says that that's Mashal like the Rosh. And he says, then they bring the Bach, who says, Pasim like Rebbe Natan.
I haven't even gotten to Rebbe Natan, but we haven't gotten there yet.
But I'm saying, Rebbe, you're saying that. It basically, that the Ir HaCheres is butter, unless he can be also b'mei somehow. So that's basically just saying Rebbe Natan.
In Tom's case, I don't want to go into that yet, but okay, give me a minute. Let me just finish what I want to say, and then we'll go back. Then we'll open Rebbe Natan. Okay, very good. I'm jumping far ahead of myself. You're correct. But what about today? There's a whole new world now. It's called the world of Skype. No, no shouts. The person finishes Eitz Gudenes. Okay, fine. He goes to sleep. Done. I can't manage. It's midnight in America. Person going to sleep. Shine. He's going to get up 6 hours later. He knows that the Levi is called for 2 o'clock in Eretz Yisrael. 7 o'clock in the morning over here. He's going to go on Skype. Not only that, but today's world can even speak on Skype. Emes? Those some of us were Levi here in the yeshiva. They said Levi. It wasn't quite Skype, but I don't know why not. But there was a phone, the longest of all their spadim, the most tearful of all their spadim, came on a phone from Chicago. So if that's the case, if that wasn't a relative, but I'm saying, but if it would be a relative that way, it seems to me that the person is still an aninus. He's still being Osi Mitzorach Hameis. He's going to speak on the Skype. Truth, they could have done on the phone even 40 years. It just wasn't done. And phones existed. I mean, phones existed. There were no cell phones. And there were no landlines in the middle of the cemeteries or even in the middle of the funeral homes. There wasn't a Maisa. Couldn't do this. Before cell phones, I don't remember. My memory's not so good. I don't ever remember a remote speaker. I'm not discussing from right outside the coin. I don't ever remember a remote speaker ever before the advent of cell phones. I could have been a landline, an extension. I just don't remember. That never entered anyone's mind. I guess this question, if you didn't wait till Skype, you really start with the cell phones, because then you can talk on a cell phone, right? But fine. So this is the some of the cases which we deal with. Now, as far as the question of the Rabbeinu Tam, those who disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, that's a discussion over here in Yoredei. It's also a discussion in Or HaChaim. Okay, let's take a look over here a little bit. Okay. Sif Katan Hey. Again, I hope tomorrow we'll have I'm trying to speak and not to read because people don't have the Svarim. Tomorrow I'm going to read more. Okay, so make sure you have your Risa Shulchan Aruch, Gemara, the Ramban. Try to get the basic Svarim. You can bring a tour by service, it will also be good. But just read one line over here. Afilu hu bi'ir acheres. The status of what we call colloquial owning applies. Says the Shachs of Kotnei. Mashma, afilu yesh tomishis asku imo bi'iro shemes din onen olav final gedasa rush shecholak arabenu tam. What exactly was the story of Rabbeinu Tam? The two versions of the story. Who passed away? Rabbeinu Tam's who? Rabbeinu Tam's sister. Not everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that she's the one who passed away. What exactly? Who was where is not completely clear. The Rosh has one version, Rabbeinu Yonah has a different version of what the story was. Let's assume for the moment that Rabbeinu Tam was in city A. His sister passed away in city B. Rabbeinu Tam said that he's not an Onen. Not an Onen. Why? If you look in the original source, Rabbi Natam's sister had a husband, and the husband was with her in her city. So Rabbi Natam is in city A, his sister and her husband is in city B, so Rabbi Natam's not going anywhere. Like today, when people just get, jump on a horse, I guess, and travel from one city. Presumably he wasn't going anywhere. Huh? Yeah. So he probably wasn't going anywhere. So he said, it's not the situation we should make some with Lafanov. The mace is mutl on my brother-in-law. He's there. He's a, if you will, has the greatest obligation of burying her. A baal is chayav b'kruas ishto. It's one of the chiyuvim of a baal ishto. Aside from the general din of lo yitama, l'tamei l'sabil, but there's a specific halacha that a husband is required to be involved in burying his wife. And then Rabbeinu Tam said, I'm not an onen at all. Ochal basa shosa yayin. Did mitzvahs. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch passes against Rabbeinu Tam. That the Shachta Bach passes Rabbeinu Tam. Shekrovim biracheres ain din onin aleihem elam kain and lemeis krovim b'salam ala b'iro. Then mutal aleihem lekova. Get on your horse and go over there. Take care of it. Avim yesh shekrovim mutal aleihem l'tabla b'iro ain din onin al osim akrovim shebiracheres ayin sham. Now the Shach does not decide who's right. He just quotes the machlokes between the the Rosh and Rabbi Natan. The Mechaber is like the Rosh, and the Bach wants to pass like Rabbi Natan. Okay? How do we paskin? Paskin to Shulchan Aruch. The Pashtus. I feel it will be Irach Eres in the status of Aninus. So the question becomes, so why did Rabbi Fol Shapir disagree? Was he passing against the Shulchan Aruch? No, he was not passing against the Shulchan Aruch. Presumably he held that in this particular case, the people were in the Irach Eres, which is, you know, in those days, they weren't one, not so far from another. They didn't have telegrams. So what do you mean? How did he know about it? How did he know so fast? Someone got on the horse and ran to him and said, you know, I'm sorry to tell you the bad news that you lost your relatives. Okay? If you wanted, we could get on the horse to go the other way. It was only horses. That was it. No? How'd you travel in Rabbi Natan's time in France? Horses. Am I correct? I don't know. Is that the fast means of transportation? Get a horse, right? So they got a horse. So, the same way they went this way to tell him, you could have gone back the other way to tell him. You decide you don't want to go back. That's one thing. That's an achlokas. You could have gone back. You decided not to go back. So therefore, the mechaber pasens, like the rush, since you could have gotten there, you decided not to get there. It's still a din of aneinus. It's mutal lefanav in the sense that it's a possibility for you to get there and take care of it. You decide to have zocha nasim lachol de'achirim. He chose his brother-in-law to do it, and he wasn't going to do it. That's his choice. But he had a choice to get on the horse and do it himself. And Vilharaya, if there'd be no brother-in-law, let's say she would have passed away after her husband. I mean, at the time, what would he have done? Would have gotten on a horse or sent someone and go take care of it. He has a secondary obligation. So that's what the Mechaber Pasens are like, the rush against Rabbi Natan. However, if the person's 500 miles away and you can't get there, it's impossible to go from place to place. It's going to take so long. They're not going to hold up the kvura for that amount of time. So Rafal Shapiro held the dim was different. Okay, that's the difference in the mitzias between this case and that case. Clear? Yes, sir.
There shouldn't be the phone question. You get on a plane.
Oh, what about a plane? What about a plane? So even when it comes to a plane, or both sides, things change as time goes on. You know, planes have been around since the Wright brothers. It's a long time. It's 100 years for planes to be around. But just jumping on a plane is something which wasn't, when I was a youngster, wasn't just jump on a plane. Travel agent, get a ticket, way far in advance, da-da-da-da. So, therefore, the mentality was, a person, not just going to just jump on a plane for this purpose, and therefore one can argue that, although you're right, we have planes, we can travel faster. Even without planes, you know, cars, you know, depends how far it is. A car goes really fast, much faster than a horse. And you can get to certain places, you drive through the night, things of this nature. Perhaps it's different. What does that mean? What do I mean by that? Perhaps the pshat in the rush is that it's meso mutal lefanav even in the Irach Eres, because really, by right, you really should be doing the right thing and getting on the horse and going to take to the Levite. I mean, the Tom chose not to. So he decided that it's not considered to be an aninus. But the average person, really, by rights, really should go. If we're talking about first-degree relatives, you really should go. It's a normal thing to go. You make a decision not to go, okay. That's your decision. But it's still considered the mesa muta lefanav, because the norm is that you would, you know, pick up and go. It wasn't that far in the olden days when they notified you with a horse. The norm would be to go back with a horse. Fine. So I would say the same applies to a car ride. You know, it depends how far the car ride is. If it's, you know, not that far, the norm would be to go. And therefore, aninus would apply, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, like the rush against Rabbi Natan. But let's say the person passed away thousands of miles away, and you can get in a plane. People don't go on planes, at least in the olden days, just like this. And it takes time, and sometimes wouldn't want to wait for you, etc., etc. So in such a circumstance, it's not necessarily the norm to get on that plane and to go. And perhaps in that kind of situation, we would say that even according to the Shulchan Aruch, there would not be a situation of aninus. Kavachom in a case where they said, we're not waiting for you. And Eretz Yisrael, they don't wait. It's a general rule. Now they softened up a little bit. But we have to have kfur immediately. And you're sitting here, it depends on what time of the day. But you can get there on time. If you know the plane cycles and the Malach HaMavos doesn't take any breaks. But the time of the day, can you get there? Can you not get there in time for the Levaya? They're going to wait for you, not going to wait for you. So it may depend a little bit upon that. Today, I do concede, though, obviously it's more correct today, people go on planes for nothing. For any little, anything, people jump on planes. And therefore, it seems to me that the psak, that there is aninus, mesa mut lefonov, would extend more likely to out-of-town situations. In a case, if you can get to the Leviah on time, you still decide you don't want to go. For whatever reason, you're not going. People make decisions based on whatever cheshbonis they have. It would be more assumed that you probably would want to go. It would be the right thing to do to go. And even if you're 1,000 miles away, but the planes go every hour, people go on planes for much less significant reasons, then perhaps you'd be correct. Because it depends to some extent on societal norms. I have to end by just saying one ha'ara. And we'll get to this in Siv Gimel. Again, we have no text today because not everyone has, but tomorrow will be more. Mokom shenoagin shekatafim yuchadim. Why does Shulchan Aruch say mokom shenoagin? What's this mokom shenoagin in Sugim Psochim? You should say, if they have a katafim, they hired a chevra kadisha, then you gave it over to the chevra kadisha, then amutam abasavim. What's mokom shenoagin? The answer is as follows. If it's not a Mokum Shenoagim, the minig is in that place that the Avelim do it themselves, then it would not be right. So you should decide to have Zocha Nasa Deachem. That's wrong. That's wrong. The expectation is you do it yourself. Expectation you do it yourself, it's still considered Mesa Mutal Lefanav, even though you decide not to. That's not such an appropriate decision on your part. And therefore, there still would be an Issa Bosa V'yayin. But it's a Mokum Shenoagim Katofim. That's the prevailing custom, and you know in some communities, if that's the custom, you can't even deviate if you want from that custom. Oh, let's go down the hill over here. You can't deviate from their customs. That's just the way it is. And if they say that we have katofim and you can't do anything after this point, then it's reached the point where you're mamish like you're in jail. So of course it's mutam b'bas of the yayin. That's why I want to suggest a chiddush based on the word makom shenoagin. At least we heard one chiddush for today. We'll say our time is up. Tomorrow we begin Shia number 2. We'll try to recapitulate many things that many weren't expecting to talk about these things. So tomorrow we'll review, and we'll go a little bit further as well. Okay.